see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchful for Jesus program this afternoon on this 31st of January, 2014. Welcome. Here we are at the end of the week. Fast week. Well, maybe for some. It's all relative, isn't it? Whether it's a fast week or a slow week. It's all relative. Some it may be fast. Others say, man, it was a slow week we had. Oh, couldn't get no slower. Slow as Methuselah getting out of bed, man. Crickly, crackly. Family, I don't know about y'all, but down here, down south, here in North Carolina, we're getting hammered with these chemtrails. Big time. Serious hammering. Means there's a lot of them. Crisscrosses all over. Of course, everybody's just walking around. I was looking up, it was actually last week, when it was also really heavy. This week, really heavy. And I was looking at them, kind of visually analyzing them, you might say, trying to find the different colors, when the sun shines through them, and you see rainbow colors, that's aluminum oxide. I couldn't see that, but of course, it was only one or two times the sun was shining through them, so I couldn't be for certain. Either way, they're certainly chemicals, but X is everywhere. Sometimes they get really, I haven't seen it yet up close and personal, but I've seen from other presentations where they get really creative. They actually paint using chemtrails the pentagram, the five-pointed star. So they get really creative at times. And sometimes you wonder what the chemtrails for exactly. I have many reasons for them. I'm going to talk about it a little bit today and talk about the news and what's really behind the news. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I want to move into what's going on today. You know, I mean, literally, this is a sweeping statement to make, but literally, if you've got a Harvard professor, been teaching, I don't know, 70 years, 60 years, 50, 40, 30, whatever, his first year at teaching at Harvard, it don't make a lick of difference. If they do not believe or understand, it's a better word to use, if they don't understand the reality, of the supernatural around them, and they start writing books, their books will only be half true and worth 2 cents. I mean this literally, because the supernatural is the reality of the universe that you live in, don't matter what you believe. And I've used this hyperbole many times before, but I mean literally. It's like standing, if you're dumb enough, to stand in the middle of a train track with a train coming before they see you, and put on a pair of ear protectors so you won't hear the train coming, and a blindfold. You can stand in the middle of the track and believe all you want to that train won't hit you. Go ahead and believe it if you want to. But that train coming has got a different idea. Well, it's the same thing. The supernatural is not a matter, well, I believe in the supernatural, but no, it's a matter of reality of the supernatural. This natural world we live in is more of a hologram than anything else. It's more of a made illusion that you feel in the 5 senses. It's temporary. It's a trial testing period, you might say. Start with Adam and Eve. And it's real. And this is exactly what's going on today. Evolution is scientifically impossible. I mean, evolution, now, if you want, that's a matter of belief. You can believe it if you want to or not. But it's not reality. Evolution is scientifically, even with principles an atheist could understand, evolution is scientifically impossible. So to avoid having to believe or to think that we're going to be judged according to the Bible is just placating ourselves. Because it's going to happen. Whether you're dead or alive, you're going to be judged, rewarded. And it really boils down to this, and there's no escaping it, none. You see? And this is a reality. Every human being that's ever lived will be on only 2 sides. One, accepted Jesus as Savior. Or 2, rejected Jesus by their free will that they were given. That's freedom. You've had freedom all along. And by their choice, they've chosen heaven or hell. There's no in between. Suicide don't get you out of it. Suicide just puts you there. Being cremated when you're hoping you'll outlive it, this doesn't matter. God will bring you back. The supernatural is the reality of this universe. And God's in control. And there's no escaping judgment. He didn't die on the cross for nothing. Jesus Christ didn't die on that cross for nothing. And he didn't die on the cross just for those living of the generation that the tribulation comes about. No, for all of mankind. That means all of mankind is going to be judged. There's no escaping it. None. And God will give, and God's fair. He'll give everybody the opportunity before they die. They'll be given the opportunity to make that decision. As a matter of fact, to show you the continuity is that once Armageddon has been completed and Satan's military, Satan's transhumanized army has been defeated, which is what's going to happen. And Jesus rules on this earth for 1,000 years with his saints of his choosing, ever how that works. That's his business. I ain't worried about that. That's God's business. Then after the 1,000 years, see, during that 1,000-year period, which hasn't started yet, Calvinist, preterist, of peace, and there's no way you can justify that 1,000 years have been done. Some of them are saying so, and it's not impossible. After, you see, during that 1,000 years, Satan is confined, chained in utter darkness in the abyss, not yet in the lake of fire, which prepared for him. And his angels. Angels are already there. But you see, during that 1,000 years, now listen, this is important, is that there will be no influence of Satan on this earth for 1,000 years. No billboards, no computers, no symbols of Illuminati and all that sort of thing, no rock and roll music, none of that. There'll be praises to God, helping each other, loving each other, and who knows what else. But it'll all be beautiful. But individuals will have free will. They'll be judged individually. But you will not have Satan's influence. Right now, oh, you have Satan's influence, and don't I have to tell you about that? Well, you won't have that in 1,000 years. Now, here's my point. Point is, after the 1,000 years, many a question have come up. Why didn't God just throw Satan with the fallen angels and Satan and Antichrist, the false prophet, all in the lake of fire and be done with it? Well, because that 1,000 years is another testing period of regeneration of a world just turned upside down. Starts all over again with what's left to regenerate again, but this time without the influence of Satan. So, after the 1,000 years, Satan is released, is he not? Yes, he is. For a short season. Why? To then tempt the nations once again that have developed over the 1,000 years. They have not been tempted by Satan, so they will then have to make their choices again. It's a weeding out system. There'll be another war, and that will be called Gog and Magog, and that too will not last very long. And after the Gog and Magog, at the end of the 1,000-year millennium, those that want to follow Satan will do so. Those that don't, won't, of course. And after the defeat of Satan once and for all at Gog and Magog at the end of the 1,000 years, and those that lived that 1,000 years without influence of Satan will have made their choices, at that point there will be a new heaven, a new earth, and then eternity begins. So those that's not been allowed, that was not given the opportunity to choose, will then be given the choice to choose, given the opportunity to choose at the end of the 1,000 years. For a short season, Satan will be released again. Then will begin his manipulation of the nations that want to follow him. That's why that happens. So right now, we're in the period of time that Satan is running around loose, and the fallen angels too. So instead of today, instead of us living life like Christ and trying to do the best we can to live like him, we'll fail, but he's there to pick us up. We try to redefine God's laws and example and bring him down to our level. We tell God what he's going to do. I don't think that's going to work. But you know what? Eternity begins at the end of the thousand-year millennium. That's Gog and Magog, new heaven, new earth. Everything will be boiled down in the magma, starting all over again, and all memory wiped away of the past. Eternity will begin. Well, here's the rub. Eternity is a long, long time to think about what you should have done. So you better think about it now. And those around you, the message to be carried, especially the ones you love, because those, because Matthew 10, 33 to 37, or 42, Jesus Christ is coming to divide. It'd be families divided, those accept Jesus, those that didn't. It's serious. If the Harvard professors that write these books don't understand the reality of the supernatural world in which they live, those books they're selling are trash. It don't make a lick of difference who it is writing it. Don't make one bit of difference. It don't matter if they got a 200 IQ. Doesn't make, it has no effect at all. Eternity is a long time to contemplate what you should have done. Because once you're dead, there ain't no going back. It's over. Then comes the judgment. The judgment's been set. The punishment will be only that period of time. And every human being will be on one of two judgments. Judgment seat of Christ for those who accept Jesus. The great white throne judgment for those rejecting. It's all a matter of choice. Doesn't force you. Satan tricks you. But the truth is out there. It's just our own desires override what the reality is. That's the message. I'm going to talk a lot about this today, this next 2 hours. I have a plan today, but yeah, that goes. Sometimes even at the end of my broadcast or Bible study even, sometimes I have to go back before I download it, upload it, or whatever, load it, whatever y'all call it, whatever people call it, computer language. I sometimes change the title because I don't know sometimes which way it's going to go. I just let the Holy Spirit guide me. Lord, we come today to you in prayer. Lord, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, we dedicate, lift up to you this broadcast, Bible studies, this network that we operate in the name of your Son, Jesus, that, Father, you'll lead us with the Holy Spirit and guide us to truth. Give us the wisdom, discernment that we need, Father, to tell the truth, that we need the knowledge, how to connect the dots, Father, but for solutions we search for. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice you made of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that resides within us. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, the true word of God. Father, we call upon you to give us that wisdom, discernment, that, Lord, that we need to see through the deception, to give us the words to speak, the courage to speak it, and, Lord, the opportunities to pass the true word of God, and, Father, to keep us humble and chastise. We thank you for the chastisement, trials, and tribulations that makes us stronger. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We call upon you, Father, to spread your holy word even among our enemies. And the Holy Spirit, and accept those divine appointments that we can, Father, we can witness about the truth and the love of Jesus and how to be saved. We pray for our family members that are in these homes, that are being given these pills, that are receiving these vaccinations, that, Lord, you override these effects with your Holy Spirit and promote healing, Father, through the Spirit. And, Father, through families' tragedies, that you bring people together so many will be converted by using tragedies, trials, and tribulations. Father, we pray for our country. We pray that people will wake up. Lord, the leaders will be leaders, whistleblowers among the leaders, that they'll tell the truth of what's going on. We pray for these churches, Lord, that you'll wake them up. Use your Holy Spirit around them, Father, to get away from the 501c3 churches, get away from religion, and get back with the Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. Because, Father, they're not teaching it about in the churches today. Father, we ask you to lift up those churches that are preaching and those pastors who are telling the truth, to lift them up and give them protection. We pray for our servicemen and women that come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will override the effects of those drugs that's been given to them, the microchips in their bodies that they don't know about. And Father, to ease that demon of post-traumatic stress that's been induced upon them, that, Lord, you'll wake them up through the Holy Spirit. That's, Father, why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And, Father, we also pray that you'll expose those deceivers, that you'll strip down the protection of those Wicca and the Illuminati, the royal bloodline families, that, Lord, you'll strip down their protection to expose them naked to the world. And, Father, to thwart their plans and these chemtrails and the mind control and the technology they've developed, Lord, to tear it down and render it null and void. And, Father, destroy the effects of these vaccines and the microchips that they contain and the disease they're bringing to people, Lord. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm going to talk about some news, a little bit about what they're really pulling off. Man, these people are sneaky. I've never seen nothing like it. I mean, it's like sitting looking at a movie, you know. And I'll give you an example here. And if you go back to my archives, I'm sitting around about deception in the media. It's massive, man. It's like Three Stooges. I mean, you watch Napolitano, you watch these judges, you watch these congressmen, and they say all this baloney, Ron Paul and a whole lot of them. You got these generals and admirals that actually think they're patriotic. Not patriotic. They belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. Family, that's Illuminati. And if they go ahead and brief the Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations, they go over from Joint Chief of Staff and they drive over, and they're Lincoln Continentals or the whatever vehicles they've got. You know, they just drive, they're parked there, and they go up. Man, they're traitors already, or they have no courage. If you've got some of the Joint Chief of Staff that are really trying to do the right thing, if they really are, they won't be there long. If they're really making an impact, they're going to kill them. They will die. You understand? That's a guarantee. They will be fired. But they got a choice to make. If they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they've already turned their back on America. If they say they're part of the militia and they're going to help to defend America and all that, they're liars. Because they've taken a blood oath against mankind. And that's a reality. God forbid some of them actually believe they're doing the right thing for the benefit of all. They better do more research on what they're doing. Because they're, how come nobody's talking about, you know, about trying to solve the problem between two suicides per day? They're talking about it. Ain't nobody doing anything. Or could it be they're a part of it? Because these suicides are being orchestrated by the septal implants and microchips. It's in the bodies. Now, if you go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I know it's kind of skippy. My website's a little skippy right now. I've been trying to develop it. I've got finally the broadcast working. Now I'm working on learning how to be a web designer. But I did post two studies I think are significant, pretty much proving that the suicides are being orchestrated. And the Pentagon knows all about it. I had some discussion with this early this morning with some folks. Listen, they planned the destruction of the U.S. military beginning in 1950. They knew it would take about a generation. Our own government, our own military leaders. I mean, it goes back to 1932 when Major Patton, under Black Jack Pershing and Eisenhower, routed out by bayonet World War I veterans in 1932 out of D.C., ran them out with bayonets. So don't think they won't do it. They did it. That was to tick them off and to hold their bonuses back. Why? Because they wanted to foment a military takeover in 1934 using Major General Smedley D. Butler. Look it up. Jules Archer. Plot to seize the White House. Slam dunk. And it's congressionally supported. Congressional records confirm it. So you think they stopped? No. They just enhanced their procedures. Got more trickier about it. They didn't stop. Who's the enemy then? The Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the secret societies. And they go from one generation to the next on the long term. Family, this is a long term plan. Pass from one generation to the next. This is a reality. These are facts. Documented. You see? So what's the big deal? What's the admirals out here doing? They not learn anything in their military training at all? Or they sell their soul to the devil? I think it's the latter. And they lose their courage. Both. They've lost their courage. They have no courage. Because they're allowing the murder of our military personnel because of some ridiculous justification in their own pea brains. I get a little angry sometimes. I'm a former U.S. Marine. And to know that we have this within our own government, and there's no replacing it, because it's calling the replacing the pot for the kettle, because it's a secret societies that is the enemy, and the secret societies are the enemies of themselves. It's not Muslims. It's not Jews. It's within our own country, including Europe. Our own country bows down to Europe because we're a colony of England today. Oh, granted, there's the U.S. Illuminati thinks they're going to win out over the European Illuminati. That's the long story short. It's not going to happen. They want to make America the new Atlantis for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's been planned, passed down from generation to generation. And they gain knowledge, but they have no wisdom nor discernment. You see, that's the trick. A lot of knowledge, but no wisdom, no discernment. Now, what I'm going to cover here shortly, I'm actually looking for something. What I'm going to cover here shortly is the nitpicky little programs they've got, they're putting out, documenting, reporting on the news, that are there to manipulate the American public. Now, say the American public, because if I lived in Scandinavia, if I lived in England, I'd be saying the same thing, because they're getting the same dose that we are getting, except a different set of objectives, obviously for a different culture. Family, this is so finite and so detailed, it would boggle your mind. You wouldn't be able to sleep for a year if you understood really. Now, some of you already know. Granted, you've been there. You've done the research. You understand it. And every time I think I do, I always learn something new. Or somebody shows me something. Tom, did you see this? No. Wow. It always happens, because this thing is so vast. It's almost mesmerizing. But here's the deal, though. They have lost this already. When you don't have God in your life, and you see the vastness of this conspiracy as it really is, man, these people freak out. They get all motivated about telling the truth and exposing this, that, and the other. Then they start really learning about it. They say, oh, my gosh, this thing is really. If they don't have that faith, they don't understand already the end result, then they're gone. They quit because their minds don't reach that far, and they get depressed and all this other stuff, or whatever emotional things that goes along with it, and they quit. They just go about their business. If I just forget about it, it means it won't happen. Well, that's not true. It's going to happen. It's called judgment. Now, we've been warned all along about things happening, but people aren't paying attention. And in those times, when people were warned and didn't pay attention, either the individual, the congressman, or the military leader, or the truth teller that was really telling the truth in the wrong time, they shut them up. But see, here's the rub. Now they want the truth out, but under their control. That's why they use the Alex Joneses, who works for the Illuminati. And pretty much all the main ones today are working for the Illuminati to give you the truth, but under their control. That's what's called controlled opposition. So tell you 80% truth, and then they deviate who the real instigators are. Now, let me give you an example. Billy Graham, for example, he was brought into the ministry by the Rockefellers and Randolph Hearst and funded in 1949-1950 time frame. Before him was Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday was on his own, living out of his car, and was a great evangelist at that time. He was making a lot of headway, you might say. And the Rockefellers saw an opportunity and said, okay, let's now attach ourselves to religion. So they started helping Billy Sunday with money. Bought him a car, bought him a house, paid off his bills, his debt, set him up, meet this governor, meet that governor, meet this mayor, meet that mayor, speak out in public, start talking about politics, which no preacher, no rabbi, no priest has any business talking about. None of them, not Manning, not any of them, have no business talking about politics. Their business is bringing souls to Jesus. That's it. Especially when they don't know anything about politics. Don't need to be talking about it. Especially when they're Freemasons at the highest level. Don't need to be talking about it for sure. So, the Rockefellers got a hold of religion around 1920s, 1930s. And they funded Billy Graham to take the place of Billy Sunday. Billy Graham was telling all the truths. Only Jesus. I got the recordings here. Only through Jesus. Why? Well, because, number one, it's the truth. That's pretty basic, right? But here's the reason. Because that generation was raised upon the family concept, the concept of patriotism. It was right before the baby boomers era. Baby boomers were yet to be born. Well, actually, were children then. Perfect timing. What was in living? Well, in living then, the parents of the baby boomers had just been through the nuclear family concept, patriotism, sovereignty, and so forth, because of World War I, who were their parents, and World War II, parents of the baby boomers, were taught all this so they would foment and fight the wars. Fight for America. That's what they wanted. The plan, detailed plan, was then to destroy the U.S. military from the inside, beginning in 1950, the Korean War, to bring in communism as the next alternative enemy, as planned by the secret societies through the Vatican and the Illuminati. So then destruction of the family began in 1950s, 1960s. The drugs, rock and roll, anti-war demonstrations, all that. It all happened at once, didn't it? That's why. And to make sure that baby boomers would die early, the CDC has already admitted this. They put the designed cancer cells into the polio vaccines of the baby boomers in 1952-53 of 98 million Americans. Do you understand how evil this really is? And how well planned it was. This is all admitted. This is all facts. Okay? I'm not giving you some conspiracy theory at all. This word rock and roll comes in. The rock and roll music was designed to start the degradation. I loved rock and roll music at the time. But I have to tell you exactly what it's used for. Walt Disney, if you look him up, you'll find he is a Satanist. It's a fact. Absolute fact. He was a member of the Illuminati. Everything hit all at once, aiming toward bringing in the New World Order, phase by phase. So all this was set up. So World War II rolled around. That was over. Then began targeting the United States to take her down from the inside by the secret societies. They built a generation of a strong military. Now had to be disassembled slowly so nobody would ever see any difference. And that's what's been going on all along. I got evidence out the yin-yang how they pre-planned Korea, Vietnam to lose. It was planned that way. I got testimony, evidence, you name it. I've collected along the way. Statements from MacArthur, 1950s. I mean, I got high level slam dunk evidence of this conspiracy that's now coming to fruition today. Perfectly planned. And it's worked intensely. So all these folks out here, they're saying there's more of us than them. And you've got the Soviets already in the United States. You've got the Chinese already here. They're already not going to be an invasion. They've already invaded. Not going to be one. There is, has been one already, thanks to our Congress, thanks to our Joint Chief of Staff, thanks to our legislative bodies, insider Freemasons organizations, to start the degradation of America. Except what's going to happen is they're going to get bit in the buns. There's a double cross coming that Ajax won't take away. They don't know that yet. They're going to find out the hard way. It's not going to work like they thought it's going to. I can promise you that. They don't understand that the New World Order will be focused in the Middle East, not in America. Some of them actually think they're doing the right thing on one side of the fence, but they're being fooled. The other side knows they're evil. Family, they all lose. Because no one, no human being, no fallen angel, no Satan, none of them, will defeat the creator of this universe. It won't happen. It's impossible. And yet they think they can with knowledge. Well, they're not doing too good of an intelligence estimate. When you're trying to fight an enemy, that would be God, is their enemy. That already knows what they're going to do before they even know they have a decision to make. He already knows the decision before it's brought to them. How do you defeat an enemy like that? Yeah, they don't. It's not going to happen. And yet they still keep trying. You know why? Because they don't want to be judged. They want to try to win this out on a human level, a fallen angel level. They don't want to go to hell. They think they're going to beat God. It ain't going to happen. Family, which side are you going to be on? Because you're going to have to make a decision and a choice in your life. And you better not wait too long. When they crank up that population control, y'all are going to have a problem. Decision will be a whole lot harder. Now, I can answer all your questions. I don't have chat running on this program, but y'all can send me emails, ask me questions. I'll do what I can to answer them. I've got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I use it mainly as a point of contact for a few of my studies I put out, and a point of contact, though, to listen to the broadcast. I don't have satellite anymore, as I did on the other networks. So it's whoever clicks on and listens is who I have. However, I have a Facebook that I own, and the website that I own, it's in my name. I did all that stuff. I learned the hard way. And I put an announcement on my own Facebook, Tom Gamble, and I Watch for Jesus Facebook, put things there, my website, and I got a distribution list of over 200 people. And so from that, that's what I send out, various things. And I'm hopefully this weekend, I'm going to work on sending, getting caught up in a creative manner, I hope, about what's been going on based on their plans and the five steps. I have a production I want to put out, so you'll see it when I get it done. My broadcasts, I guess, sometimes are hard to listen to because I bring some cold, hard facts to the line, to the air. And the positive part of it is they've lost this war, but you're going to have to go through this. You know, this world is not going to escape judgment. And it's foolish, absolutely foolish, to think we are. God's not going to forget anybody. I couldn't begin to imagine how many human beings have been born on this earth since Adam and Eve. 7,000 to 9,000 years ago. So when they come up with all these doctors and archaeologists and all this from this university and that, well, 50,000 years ago, there's no 50,000 years. Well, 7 million years ago, no, sir, no. They're wrong. They're just making these numbers up. They're throwing that, well, millions and millions of years ago, they always throw that in. The earth is 4 to 6 billion years old. No, the earth is 7 to 9 billion years old. Well, it's 12 to 16 billion years old. Well, make up your mind. You know what it is? They don't know. That's why. Their STEP programs is based on secular humanism. That's what they go by. Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, UN, Gorbachev Foundation, UN, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs. That's all Illuminati's. So when you've got Joint Chief of Staff driving over to the CFR to brief him, you got yourself a traitor. And if he gets in front of patriots and militia and starts talking all this patriotic Hitler-style approaches and makes people cry a little bit and gets all guppy and all patriotic and all that, he's full of baloney. He's a liar. Because you can't work on both sides of the fence. You got to be on one or the other. So when they're briefing, the Joint Chief of Staff is briefing the Council of Foreign Relations, they're briefing the enemy. Why are you doing that? And then you go into patriots, lying to them about you being a patriot. Something wrong with this picture. Bad wrong, you see. I got a problem with it. You know, people aren't picking up on this. I'm not booing him off the stage. I don't care if he's a general. Who cares? Doesn't make a lick of difference. I guess I don't hold back much, do I? But I never did, actually. I don't intend to ever, actually, that either. You know, textbooks? There's two problems with an explanation of government we've been given. 4th of July celebration, all that stuff. Now, I'll tell you something else here, though. If I continue this sort right now, I'm actually helping them. You know why? Because they want you to know that our country is not founded on democracy and all this, and there's lies out there. They want you to know that. Why? Because they want to reduce national sovereignty and following it. Now it's time to get rid of it, they say. So they themselves are splitting up the government. You ever notice that? Riding on both sides of the fence. They want you to know that the signers of the Declaration of Independence were deists. And the fraud of the government, because it falls in line with Illuminati's plan to show the worthlessness, how worthless the governments are worldwide. And this is called the dialectic. So you see how worthless the government is, then whoever takes over, it's got to be better. That's the trick they're using. You see, clever, isn't it? Well, they all lose because Jesus Christ will fix it, and he's the only one. You know, they got these rah-rah-rah meetings with, you know, the patriotic stuff and all that. And they're talking, some of these talk shows are talking about the Wolverines, you know, the Red Dawn and all that stuff. Revolution, guerrilla groups, more guns, more of us than them kind of mindset. They have no idea what they're dealing with. I mean, not a clue. The weapons they have are massive. Unbelievable. And they don't, there's no, we never even won the Civil Revolutionary War. We lost that war. Guerrilla tactics is all baloney in the history books. It's not true. We lost that war, Revolutionary War, 1812, 1814. We lost it. We lost the Civil War. World War One, just, we didn't win it. It just moved itself into World War II. Then we brought the Nazis over in Operation Paperclip at the end of 45. How do you win a war when you bring the enemy over to work? Duh. Communism remained, not only in America, but also remained in Europe. And then Reagan lied about tear down that wall, Gorbachev. They're best friends. That's full of baloney. They're both Bohemian Grove types. Reagan lied, Carter lied, the whole lot of them lied. They'll answer to God for that. It's over my pay grade. God's going to take care of that. But in the meantime, you seeking Jesus is the answer. Now, I'm going to talk about demonic activity shortly when I finish talking about the news here, that you need to sort of know some of the little tricks of the trade, what they're doing. And let me show you how they operate. You had some articles come out. You've got, here comes more fear. And it's probably true, actually. All major league sports facilities are the new FEMA camps. So they want you to know about the FEMA camps. They put this all through YouTube and all that. And, oh, yeah, you got to have some place to put people when you have the New World Order take over. And, yeah, they can turn the sports facilities, stadiums, into FEMA camps in a heartbeat, as proven in Katrina. Katrina was set up as a test case. So instead of us helping them, people's putting down on these refugees in Katrina instead of helping people. That's another story. So they say here now all major league sports facilities are really FEMA camps. Yeah, okay. Then you got Joel Osteen still in the news. What he's doing now, he's tweaking down. I was talking about Billy Graham. Oh, yeah. This is how it works. It brings me back to it. During the period of 1940s and 50s, you had the family concept, yeah? Mm. And you had the idea of Jesus Christ as Savior, be born again. All that was normal. That was what was everybody knew was truth back in those days. So Billy Graham had to come across that way, and he did. Great evangelist. But he's also a Jesuit at the same time, funded by the Illuminati. So he had to come across that way. They learned, the Illuminati and the Jesuits learned, back in the 16th century, when they infiltrated into countries like France and England, people rejected the Douay Rheims Bible. They rejected Septuagint trash, rejected the Apocrypha garbage. That's why they murdered 70 to 100,000 French Huguenots at St. Bartholomew Massacre in 1572. Because the French people were not accepting the Jesuit heresy from Spain. So, no problem. They invaded and murdered 70 to 100,000 people, and the streets ran red with blood for a week. Nobody talks about that. I just did. Some folks talk, but you don't hear about much. The Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops, 1941 to 1945, fact, murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies in one concentration camp called Jasanovic in Croatia. And now they're trying to lie about the Holocaust that didn't happen. And they're all focused on that. When in one concentration camp, they murdered 827,000 people in one camp in Croatia by the Ustasha, which horrified the SS in their tactics. The German SS was like, man, these people are crazy. We're out of here. Oh, yeah. The Ustasha was Roman Catholic, Italian. Their cruelty was beyond description. And I got the details on that sucker, man. Well, so they invaded England with the Jesuits, and the English people were rejecting it after 1782. So about 1588, after St. Bartholomew Massacre, and the English rejected the Roman Catholic doctrine, they launched an attack there too. Except it failed badly. They never made it. The Spanish Armada was sunk by storms in 1588. And King James comes along in 1604. God made sure that England was safe. That's how they do it. And they haven't stopped. It carries from one generation to the next. The supernatural agenda has continuity. And they use the secret societies to foment their plans. And when they're done with them, they're going to kill them. This is serious. Well, now's the time when Billy Graham has been given the notion, been given the nod, to now start talking about aliens, which he did in 1997. He actually believes there are aliens in space, that other planets are inhabited. A lot of the preachers today actually believe that nonsense, and is nonsense. I explained this yesterday about the original sin, and that goes along with it. What about original sin and the aliens? You say, they don't talk about that. Now, oh, they get mad at you, too. I'll bring it up as much as I can. Billy Graham says, You don't have to know the name of Jesus. And I can play it right now if you want me to. I played it before. So all of them now are given the nod to go toward the New Age movement, New Age religion, New Age belief. Robert Schuller, Billy Graham, Copeland, Joyce Myers, the whole lot of them are Freemasons at the highest level. And they're backstabbing their Freemason brothers below. With this false theocracy that they're coming up with. Now's the time, they said, to start falsifying the true religion, the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. So, Joel Osteen has jumped on the bandwagon. He is now rebuking Peter, Paul, and John in his preaching. And because they've gained the confidence of their tens of thousands in congregation, they're now starting to come up with false theology. So if I trust them in the past, then this must be true. They're mesmerized. Tens of thousands, man. Unbelievable. Rick Warren, I mean, about every single one of them. David Wilkerson was the last great one, and everybody else is just a bunch of liars. And they're not, definitely, most certainly not God's anointed. No way, no how. See, Joel Osteen now is bringing universalism, which is what Swedenborg brought in the 18th century. Now, Osteen and the rest of them. Osteen's teamed up with Oprah. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. But they can't escape God. God knows. And they will pay. But that's God's business, not mine. So on the pulpit, Osteen is jumping all over Apostle Paul. According to Osteen, Apostle Paul is being exclusionary, should be rebuked and corrected. He is obviously wrong and should never have said these things to the Corinthian church. Say what? Now, my question is, what happened to people that they didn't just stand up and leave right there when him talking. I'd have left. I'd been out of there. I'd say, excuse me. Move. Thank you. Excuse me. Move. Gotta get out. Out. I'd have been out of that church. Lickety split. Respect? You got to be kidding me. He gives no respect to God. I'd get it right up in his preaching and leave. I don't have to give him respect to sit there. I kind of wish I was there when he started talking this nonsense so I could do that. Pray for them, yes, but get your butt out of there. Because it's heresy. It's demonic. Absolutely. Family's getting bad. The falling away is being set up. Oh, you haven't seen the falling away yet. It is being set up, though. Joel Osteen goes on. I'm going to stop talking about it here because I got more important things to talk about. But he goes on to point out the additional errors of the words of Apostle Paul. He wrote, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Paul went on to write in the first chapter of Romans, which according to the words of Joel Osteen, he is deeply misguided and mistaken. Whew, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. That is not good. It's bad news. This is going to happen all over. And some of those you've trusted are going to change. David Wilkerson wasn't changing. That's why they took him out. Because he's a powerful man, like Bill Cooper. And those kind, they got to take out because they'll get their agenda to Illuminati. Because they didn't have control. But we got to pray for Joel Osteen and all the rest of them because they need our prayers. But don't mean you got to sit there and listen to blasphemy of the Holy Word of God. You see? Because they're going to go over that other side. Now, recently, remember I said that the Illuminati controls all the media. All right? That's a given. That's a fact. Talked about that yesterday. And also said that when they set up a situation, all it has to be is one school anywhere in the United States, don't matter. Or one instant, anywhere in the United States, don't matter. It'll already be set up, already be set up. Then they execute that move, that instant, that event, whatever it is. And then they'll plaster that article all over the United States. Boom, just like that, everywhere. It don't matter where it's at. It just, they have control of the media. And they'll use that one instant to set a precedence for all others. That's a principle, not a theory. It's what they do. Now, watch this. A couple days ago, oh, yes, of course, it was in Utah. A group of up to 40 students at Utah, UINTAH Elementary in Salt Lake City had their lunches taken away from them and thrown in the trash due to outstanding balances on their accounts, as reported by the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, Erica Lukes, a parent of one of the students, told the newspapers, "It's despicable. There are young children that shouldn't be punished or humiliated for something the parents obviously need to clear up." Luke's daughter, fifth grader, the name there, told this KSL TV that a district employee took her lunch away and said, "Go get a milk." This young lady recalled, "I came back and asked what's going on. Then she handed me an orange. She said, 'You don't have any money in your account, so you can't get lunch.'" So what happened? Salt Lake City District posted an apology and explanation on the Facebook. It says the child nutrition manager had been sent to the school on Monday to investigate the large number of students who had zero or negative balances in their school accounts. An official said they began calling parents. Now, so they go on to talk about this and so forth. And the school's bullying the kids and all this. I mean, 40 of them. Now, here's the rub on this. It made national headlines, naturally. You have the lawmakers' business school where lunches were tossed for kids without funds. The food was taken away. Lunch lady revolt. No money, no food for you. Okay. And it's got all kinds of articles. I collected a bunch of them. All right, here's the deal. I'm supposed to tell you all, we live in a tyrannical society, that we're all in tyranny, that this is, we need to change the government and all this and all that and so forth and so on. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. Get all down about it. But here's the reality of it. What they want to do, and they'll have many, there's many more of these kind of instances, is to set up the justification for the signing of the international rights of the child. They got to have justification to sign that bill over, or that, excuse me, that treaty over. That's the sneaky part of it, like cap and trade to get rid of fossil fuels. And then they set up the explosions, they wreck trains, they crash and kill people in the coal mines, and all this because they have biofuels coming. They've always planned this. It's always the way it's been. So now they got to show you how nuclear power is bad, evil it is, finally, right? And then the fossil fuels, the oil and all that, to get rid of it, bring in free energy and fossil and biofuels, and that's what the fallen angels are going to bring in. So they're going to show you how bad everything else is. You mean to tell me they didn't know that before? Yeah, they did know that before. So the same thing here. Because on November the 20th, 1989, the UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the 20th nation ratified that treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. That meant the treaty is in force since then. But here's the rub to that. The United States didn't sign the convention. And there was a pressure. There had been pressure from Hillary Clinton and others. And Hillary Clinton's Eastern Star. Hint, hint, hint. So's Ron Paul's wife, Eastern Star. Palin, Brewer, Joyce Myers, Gloria, whatever her name is, with TBN. They're all Eastern Stars, Freemasons. Get the point? The United States didn't sign a convention, but there's pressure from Hillary and others with her in the 1990s to ratify the national nightmare. What is it? The treaty gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. That's why your police are at the high schools. Not to protect them from shooters. Because the Illuminati, the Jesuits, using MKUltra, they're causing shooters to happen. To justify the police to be there. The police are there to protect the school from the parents when they start giving the mandatory vaccinations. When you take them away to FEMA camps. That's what the police are there for. So now, so you won't ask any questions. They're there to protect your children. This is how they work. The UN International Rights of the Child sounds nice, don't it? But see what it does, really? It undermines the authority of parents to raise their children and replaces it with a panel of UN experts and gives children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. Now, I love to take things a step further. Oregon has already started to come up with legislation to allow the child to decide whether they want to live or die. Belgium's already done it. So your child, because of some condition, or just want to, can decide to kill themselves. Being there's not enough suicides already and cutting, they want to make it legal. It's called population reduction. It's covered in the health care bill. Now I can stop. Y'all got the point now? How they really work? Now, I'm not going to stop. I think I'm going to keep going. Because this treaty has to be ratified by the Senate. They've been working on the Senate all along to make sure their senators have taken a blood oath, been well threatened, subjugated, or whatever, that they better sign over or die, get exposed, or disobey God because it took a blood oath as a Freemasons to lie. Any questions? I've chosen from research 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 articles of the UN Convention of the Child that shows how they takes your children away from you. So, what do they do? When it comes up again for ratification, to sign by U.S., the Senate will be softened up already, like they did in the Federal Reserve Act was passed. They'll be nice and softened up, each one. And then they'll have justification sent around to each member. Do you remember when elementary school in Utah took the children of lunches away, just took the food right out of their face? Do you remember when the children, that's how they use a justification. That's how they get them to pass it. By using these situations they bring up in the news to give it legitimacy. And then they have it on the bill as justification at the very beginning of it, like in a briefing sheet. Yeah, I know how these people, man, are sneaky. Woohoo! They are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. But they're all still going to hell if it don't take Jesus Christ as Savior and stop this nonsense. And you Joint Chief of Staff, take your shoulders off, your shoulder chevrons, or your stars, and start using some sense and get some kind of courage, because you have none. When you see the destruction of our troops by the suicides being orchestrated, and the vaccinations, they're to kill, not to help. Article 14 establishes a child's freedom of religion. Gives a child the right to object to any and all religious training. Child can require parents to accommodate his desire to participate in any religion of his choice. And get what choice? Guess what choice they're going to give him? Now you know why Osteen is changing his tune. It's now time. And he's lying preachers out here. Now, also, this one called Mark Dice or whatever, he's controlled opposition. They're using them, for example. I just heard him talking about it. Now they're talking about the 501c3 where the, oh, man, these people are so sneaky. Oh, gosh, it's torched my jaw. See, now they're telling it publicly, controlled opposition, that the churches are being controlled by the 501c3s. They're telling you what we've been saying for 5 years. Why are they saying the truth now? I'll tell you why. Because now it will show distrust to the churches. So when they say that Jesus is not the Savior, Sanan Emmanuel, aliens, and all this other stuff will be more believable because the state has caused this control by talking about Jesus. They've reversed it all. Now it's time to tell you about 501c3. See how they do it? And it's working, too. That's why. It's why they reveal the truth. Oh, you'll love Article 16. It's a real sweetheart. establishes a child's right to privacy would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion without parental consent or notification, even if there are state laws to the contrary. You see, treaties are more powerful at law than the U.S. Constitution. And you, listen, some of these militia guys out there that's doing this radio talk shows and all that, you better understand something. You have no U.S. Constitution in effect. When are they going to get the idea? When are they going to get the truth that there is no U.S. Constitution? It was rendered null and void by Tompkins versus Erie Railroad in 1938. Number two, you've never had a democracy confirmed by FDR March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, one of which had Senator Lundeen, who copied down the quote by FDR, confirming we've never had a democracy in our history. And they were going to make sure we didn't. I got the quote. Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. Article 18. It makes the state a co-parent with a child's biological or adopted or foster parents. Article 29 directs the education of the child toward philosophy of the New World Order, as enshrined in the UN Charter. And you'll find your children are going through courses today about globalist government is the best thing to have for peace. That's a lie, too. It's supported. Slam dunk. There's no refuting what I've just told you. It's all planned out. This is a generation, and I tell you what generation they're focusing on. The graduating class of the year 2025. Because the baby boomers will be dead. Subjugated. The children of the 2025 or the children whose grandparents were the baby boomers. Now you see how it works? To thin out, just like the cowards waited till all the World War II veterans were dead before they started bringing up there's no Holocaust. They put them on different shows out there. They have these radio talk shows. Yeah, we have proof and evidence that they never had any ovens. It's Auschwitz. It's all a lie. And they come up with all this nonsense. Oh, they got evidence. But the evidence falls flat. That's how they do it. That's how they did with King James. They waited 20 years after he's dead before these cowards started coming up with, he's a pedophile. He's a homosexual. He's a Freemason. He's a bad king. He ran around naked with the camels or something. I don't know, whatever they come up with. 20 years after he was dead. I've talked about that before. This is how it works. But it ain't going to work. It's there to fool people. It's going to fool some. It ain't going to fool all. You won't fool the Creator at all. And judgment, no matter what you do, no matter what they do, they will not stop the judgment that's come. It ain't going to happen. Only reason God's holding back, he wishes that none should perish, but have everlasting life. So he's given everyone he can the opportunity to make that choice, even the ones that's going against him. They still have that opportunity. So no one can say, I didn't know. And he won't come till the gospel's preached in all four corners of the earth. He won't come until then. But here's the rub to that. You're not going to know when that happens. I wouldn't wait because you're not going to know. So when these folks like Oprah says, and she says one of her programs, well, you mean to tell me that if I'm in Amazon and all that, that's another argument. Well, they're never going to know anyway. Nobody knows whether or not a missionary really came there or whether Jesus Christ came to them in a dream or a vision or an angel came. God will take care of it. That's God's business, not ours. It's called divine appointments. And now you can see it all. And this is what I try doing a broadcast. It's try to show you how this is really transpiring. Remember what I told you about the organizations that appear to be contrary to each other but really work together? Like NAACP, ACLU, KKK, Black Panthers, you know, Aryan Nation, street gangs, man, they're all working for the same group. Some of them don't even know it. Okay. Well, the assignment, NAACP, is the racial issue to keep it going. The ACLU is there to attack the laws. They all converge on their own agenda as controlled by the Jesuits. Okay. Now, they use children like they did in, where was it, Oklahoma? Use a 16-year-old, ACLU did, to threaten the school administration back in May of last year that if you don't take down the Ten Commandments, I'm going to sue you. A 16-year-old threatened to sue. And the school administration actually met in Oklahoma. Don't remember the exact name of it right now, but met in Oklahoma. And they decided to remove the Ten Commandments just because this kid threatened. No. They were already worked on. Somebody worked on that administration. They just went through the gyration of it. But it's already softened up and already planned. NAACP failed, though, to do that in Florida. That's why they went to Oklahoma. Oh, there's more to it than what I've mentioned. A lot more to it. But that's how they do it. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, here we go. ACLU, bankrolling gay nuptials in my big gay illegal wedding contest. You know, you can't get more obvious than this. Now, I'm not making a judgment of myself about this gay thing going on. That would be another broadcast. Expressing my talk about, you know, homosexuality is wrong in the Bible and all that. That's another program. Ain't what I'm talking about right now. I'm neutral here. I'm telling you today what they're using it for. You see, it's what they're doing. So they come up with this because the gay movement, here's the bigger picture. You notice all of a sudden in the year 2013, three quarters of the year was all gay this, gay that, transgender, bathroom, bitch. That goes back to the 1970s to fix it. Now's the time it hit. Boom. All of a sudden, like a tsunami of gay this, that, and the other. Now, me personally, they can do what they want to do. That's up to God and them. God's going to judge them. Ain't my business. That's their, but I'm talking about the methodology that the Illuminati is going to use here. Here's the big rub. If they can promote this gay agenda, abortion agenda, drug agenda, and make it mandatory by law that's okay to do, that state, that country that approves that lifestyle as legal in the laws, God is going to judge them bad. He's going to allow it, and Satan will do it. God will not be the restrainer. As we talked about last night, God will not be there with a restrainer. So that earthquake, excuse me, that tornado went through Oklahoma. God didn't do that. But you had two events going on at the same time in May of last year. The Gay Pride March took place. And just a few days before that was when that kid, the 16-year-old, threatened to sue, and the school acted and took down the commandments. All that happened in one weekend. God allowed that tornado to happen. I know that sounds crazy. Whoa. But God didn't do it, but God allows it. So here's the point. When we as a country make legal marijuana, make legal homosexual marriage, make legal abortions, and all this other, God's going to step away. Then comes the judgment on this planet. I mean, on this country. So, in other words, the supernatural forces will influence their agents, if you will, agent tourists, to cause these changes. It will cause God to step away. because we made the wrong choices. You see? For example, the laws of the land, Romans 13, the laws of the land have to reflect the biblical principles, like the coronation oath of the King and Queen of England. But you know, the King and Queen of England and all the other kings and queens are all evil beyond words. They're part of the Merovingian bloodline, tribe of Dan. Believe that Jesus married Mary Magdalene, and they're their offspring. It gets uglier from there. Order of the Garter, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., etc., etc. So they have to have laws of the land for the opportunity to be available. However, they subverted it. When they get rid of the coronation oath, judgment's coming. You understand? Declaration of Independence. They had to get rid of it. It was meant as a remedy. The right thing was never meant to be carried out, ever. This is what how they placate the public. But then they subvert it using Hegelian dialectic to cause the public to go against and to justify martial law in some cases. I'm really summarizing this for you. This is how they operate. So now to push this, the ACLU is working hard as directed by Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, by the Jesuits. That's how they do it. And these people involved in ACLU, these people involved in these nuptials, they don't understand this. They don't even know this is going on. You see? They're using those folks that have a need. They're fulfilling the need, but the bigger picture is they're going against God's laws. And by going against God's laws, will bring judgment upon this country quicker, which will also allow Satan to come to power. Okay, there's the end result. This is the big picture. Court. Transgender students' rights were violated. Well, there's another one. Where'd that come from? Yeah, found that one too. Kirk Cameron himself is a Calvinist, but he'll tell you the truth. That's about 80%, and then he lies for another 20%. He's a Calvinist. But Kirk Cameron, in his truth side, he thinks Grammys, gay marriages, were an assault on the traditional family. Oh, family. They're coming out with stuff I've been talking about for 5 years. Now they're starting to tell the truth. This is so darn frustrating. I sometimes feel like banging my head on the desk. It's just terribly frustrating. Because these people, Kirk Cameron, is part of this agenda. But now they're telling you, you see, cause division. You know, when I was a young boy, a long time ago, I still got the 8-track tapes. I do. I got them. I got two big old, these bulky boxes, like made out of leather or something or other. Look like tool boxes or something, but they're made out of plastic or something like that. And they got rows and rows of 8-track tapes. Some people said, "Well, you could sell those, Tom." Got Pink Floyd and Steppenwolf and Black Sabbath and Neil Diamond and Bread and Jim Croce. You got the idea? I still got them here. I got my 8-track tape player from my 63 Ford Galaxy. Ugly, ugly green. Anyway. And I still got my 8-track player. I guess I could hook it up to a battery and have some, I don't know, some kind of sound system. I don't really care. Anyway, when you put the 8-track tape in, you can hear it a half a mile away. Kerplunk, you know. I still got them. Well, I used to listen to Steppenwolf and Black Sabbath and boom, 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 boom. You ever heard that? Yeah, okay. Well, here's my point. Trying to soften things up a little bit. But point is, This was the purpose of rock and roll music. That's why they had to get rid of people like Jimmy Rogers, Buddy Holly, who wouldn't go away. They were Christian and wouldn't sign their name over to Lucifer like everybody else did. They had to bring on Elvis Presley, rock and roll, sex sells. They had to bring on Beatles. You don't believe me? I highly recommend. If you don't believe me, I wouldn't leave just yet. I'd look up first before you go. That the Beatles were brought on by a unit called Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in England of a Luciferian agenda to change the thinking of America. It goes right into thinking, right, the world too, actually, of everything I've said about an hour and a half ago, about when the changes happened in the 1950s. What was it? Sing along with Mitch, the big bands, all based on traditional family values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They needed that then. Now let's change it. That's where the 50s, Tavistock started planning rock and roll, bring the drugs in, anti-war demonstrations, will the troops fire on American citizens? All those was prepared for 1960s on a major agenda list. Kent State was a test to see if American soldiers would fire on American citizens. CIA set that up. Oh, yeah. Civil rights movement was planned in the 1860s. I didn't make a mistake. NAACP. Rosa Parks was a member of the NAACP. You had several courageous young ladies that sat on a bus and said, "We're not moving," that never made the news. But Rosa Parks did. Why? Because that was the tickoff. And Martin Luther King, he figured all this out. He was a great man, Martin Luther King was. I don't care what anybody says. He knew his last speech, he was going to die. But he said it anyway. He told the truth. So did Martin Luther, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. That's why all four were assassinated by the Jesuits and the Freemasons, and their own people, because they would not bow down to the Illuminati. We're supposed to have a major coup in the 1960s. Never happened. Well, here's my point. I guess sometimes my rabbit trails can be irritating, but I go down rabbit trails. That's why they had to get rid of Jimmy Rogers. Honeycomb, won't you be, okay, that one. Lips sweeter, greater than wine or whatever, sweeter than wine. It's all Dr. Feelgood kind of messages, all warm and fuzzy. They didn't want that. They wanted rock and roll. That's why they brought in Elvis Presley. Unfortunately, that's his legacy. And you know why he was tormented most of his life. The Beatles were based on the occult. And that's an absolute total fact. Until one of them decided to tell the truth, and they assassinated him. Oh, yeah. Been doing it ever since. Here's my point. From then on, 60s on, the lyrics of the songs were telling you what was coming. Fifth Dimension, Peter, Paul, and Mary was the setup for the anti-war. Anti-war demonstrations were set up to degrade, demoralize America. Demoralize the troops. That was set up. That was designed. It just popped out of nowhere. The drugs being brought in, Vietnam, South America, and the troops coming back. And that was one of the things that Pat Tillman was against, was us protecting the poppy fields in Afghanistan and the illegal war in Iraq. And they couldn't allow Pat Tillman to come back because he was a sounding voice of truth. So the CIA assassinated Pat Tillman over there. He was working with Noam Chomsky. Well, Noam Chomsky, they shouldn't have been working with him anyway. He's controlled opposition, that liar. He's part of it too, CFR. See, Pat Tillman didn't know he was dancing with the devil with Noam Chomsky. That's why they murdered Pat Tillman. couldn't allow him to come back here and talk against it. They needed public support. That's how they do it. So the music. Now, where do they get the music lines? I've explained that too before. There's three ways that the demonic realm brings knowledge to man. Through song lyrics, three methods of possession. I've explained that before. There's three main methods I've talked about. And this is where the words come from, by inspiration. Do we not talk about inspiration, but discernment and wisdom from the Holy Spirit? Yes. Well, unfortunately, Satan does too. When you turn away from God, people become possessed. And one of three methods, that's where your song lyrics come from. Because when they take the drugs, smoke the marijuana, don't care whether they want to make you believe it's like cancer, anti-cancer, and all this stuff. That's so it'll be promoted and it'll be legalized because they know it will be used in excess once it's legal. And the marijuana, peyote, all that breaks down the restrainer and your willpower, allowing possession. And they know that. It's a part of biological alchemy. Ooh, they don't want you to know that. I just told you what it is. So when that happens, those demonic entities, oh, this sounds crazy, don't it? But the demonic entities then give you those song lyrics that fits the New Age movement. Steppenwolf, monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. Once the religious, the hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision, far from the reaches of kingdom and pope. Like good Christians, some would burn the witches, later got some slaves to gather riches. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to count the wild. But she just patiently smiled and bore a child to be the spirit and guiding light. And once the ties with the crown had been broken, westward in saddle and wagon it went, till the railroad linked ocean to ocean many of the lives which had come to the end. While we bullied, stole, and brought out a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man. And it goes on to tell you exactly what happened in the songs of the lyrics. See, the music is frequency, vibration. The song, the music, opens up both sides of the brain. And when that happens, the words sneak on in there, whether you like it or not, it comes into your subconscious. And possession begins and settles in. And the songs tell you what the truth is. It's amazing how they do it. It's amazing what they've done. It's amazing how they continue to do it. Because nobody's paying attention. Very few people are paying attention. And when you say too much, they, oh, Tom, you got to lighten up. Well, that's what we've done, is lightened up. Because now it's getting serious. And you can see it happening around you. But no, we have a Super Bowl coming up. And now you've got all kinds of threats at Super Bowl and financial failure and all this and all that. And the whole thing's going to go up in smoke and I don't know what else. But the reality is that dark influences. But amongst us all, God's working. He's working. He's working on people. He's touching hearts. He's bringing his people in. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He gives you opportunity, and then he makes you a way to make decision and choice. Because what evil does, and that's exactly what's going on today, it's not about some financial falling, bearing down on us, and the what are you going to do with the gold prices and all this stuff. They control the gold prices. Why are they concerned about it? Because they control the gold prices like you do your checkbook. They control depression, recession, and inflationary periods, Harvard professor, just like you balance out your budget every day. They know what purchases they're going to make. They know, now in comparison, when the depression will hit. They can tell you what decade. Well, there goes your economic theory out the window. They know when they're going to set up an inflationary period, exactly when. They know when they're going to cause a recession. It's scientifically prepared. And you know what? That's what Lindbergh's father was talking about. And you know what? That's why Lindbergh's baby was kidnapped and murdered to shut him up. Now you know the rest of the story. Lindbergh warned us. His son, the father of the kidnapped baby, got real quiet after that, but he still tried to warn. But Kennedy was going to dismantle it. His own family approved his death. Because he was Illuminati. He went against the Illuminati family. Who married Jacqueline? Part of the Illuminati as well. Who married her? Onassis. Onassis is the Greek side of the Illuminati. Of the 13 Illuminati families. Onassis. They keep it in the family. How about them apples, huh? Now you got the point? You know, there's a dark presence over the world for now. It's been here for a very, very long time. But the acceptance of these dark presence has cast a huge darkness over everybody. These influences have affected us and us all in one way or another, and by the way of their demands. Now, these presences that we talk about have powers over nations and people. They use these powers just as the Bible told us they would. It's been happening for thousands of years. But in the last 20 years, in the last 10, it's intensified, as I've indicated. What's the solution? I'd write this down if I were you and study it. There's only one book you're going to find it, though. Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Now, doesn't that sound like a cliche that you would say in church, right? Well, here's what you do, though, with it. You use it. How do you mean? Well, you simply put down the word armor of God. That's the start. And then you put down the word principalities relative to supernatural. And then you put down the whole armor of God, that's what I said. And then you start, what is the armor of God? And you start learning about the shoes, the belt, the helmet, the breastplate, the shield. And then what do? You study each one, and you do it soon. What does that mean? And that's what's called Bible study. Yeah. And you find out, well, what does this mean, the evil day? So you write it down, and you put it in your search bar or your Bible study. You find out what the evil day means, the day of the Lord, to stand in that day. What does that mean exactly? Don't just let it go over like, oh, that sounded like some cliche we'd have in Bible study. Nice word. Now, we ready to go? Yeah, okay. No, you got to study it. Study yourself approved. I wouldn't wait too much longer if I were you. To withstand the evil day and having done all to stand. You see, God was warning us about what's happening right now. He requires them to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. So even your controlled opposition will tell you some truth. Just take it with a grain of salt. You know, there's many embers in the fire, and the fires are being stroked. So the phrase is actually stroke the fire, which means to poke the logs or coals in such a way to make the fire become stronger again. You blow on it, yeah? So an old witch was depicted with a caricature of Jewish features, bent back and stroking the fire beneath the even. They say it's a Jewish facade that would live in a hoax, that they're witches and covens that practice the occult. It's not Jews. It's the Jesuits. It's the Roman Catholic Church. It's the fake Jews that are Ashkenazi, Khazars, that for now are in Israel. Well, God unleashes on them after the first seal. Won't be there much longer. The real Jews will pop up. It's called the 144,000. And that was the purpose of Hitler, was to find them, seek them out. That's the purpose, one of the purposes of Red Cross. Red Cross, Knights Templar. Red Cross, Knights Templar. Red Cross are Rothschilds, who are German, Bauer, by their real name, before the 1700s. To seek out the real Hebrew tribes, the tribe of Dan, to seek out the other Hebrew tribes, 144,000, because they're disinherited back in the days of Jacob. Tell me, this is long-term planning. Tribe of Dan thinks they're going to take over again. It ain't going to happen. There's your Jewish merchants, your Ashkenazi, King Bulan, 740 A.D., movement into Khazar. Country. Queen Elizabeth II, Hitler, Stalin, Churchill, our presidents, all part of this. They ain't gonna make it. It's very complex. I've just kind of given you a clue about how complex it really is. They will not. It's too bad they can't listen to my broadcast, because I can save them a whole lot of trouble. Because what I'm going to tell them is what's going to happen. Because, you see, they will never succeed in trying to find 144,000. It ain't going to happen. God's got them protected. And 144,000 real Hebrew Israelites, the Jews, the real chosen people, are going to come out of the woodwork along with the two witnesses. And they'll never know who they are either to the last minute. And the Gentiles, the elect, they won't be able to stop them either. They're dead in the water, man, trying to stop the elect, trying to stop the 144,000, trying to stop the two witnesses. It ain't going to happen, man. It's impossible. On whether you're going to survive is take Jesus Christ as Savior and renounce the blood oath. But they will incur the wrath of man upon them. But that's just kind of what goes along with it. It's better to die. Than end up in hell. And the death, when you've taken Jesus Christ as Savior, is not a death at all. Because your soul goes to be with Him. Like I told that criminal on the side of him at the crucifixion, today you'll be with me in paradise. Paradise was before they would go to heaven. Jesus Christ vacated paradise when he preached those 3 days. He was dead. He wasn't dead. He went to the depths. near Hades and Sheol. But it was in paradise, which was across the Chisholm in the supernatural realm. He preached to the Old Testament saints that he had returned. He had come, the Messiah had come. And that's what vacated paradise. No longer existed after Jesus Christ for those 2 days. 3 days, he is gone. That's where he went. So the criminal, when he said to the criminal, today you'll be with me in paradise. He had to say that. Why didn't he say today you'll be with me in heaven? Because Jesus Christ hadn't preached to those Old Testament saints yet. So paradise was in existence. So that's why the criminal, when he died, he went to paradise with Moses, with Jeremiah, all the others. When Jesus Christ died, finally, the earthquake happened. He is put in the grave. Those 3 days, then he appeared in the depths of the earth in paradise to preach to the Old Testament saints that I have come. I can only imagine Moses saying, man, we've been waiting a long time for you. And they were supernaturally lifted into heaven then. The ones in Hades and Sheol saw this happen, was part of their torment. And they're still there today in Sheol, in hell. But don't you notice that after and during the Old Testament period, New Testament period, that Moses and Elijah appeared to Peter and the rest of them with Jesus at one time of transfiguration? Remember that? It all works out. I find it fascinating. But you know, the alien races, Harvard professors, are nothing but a facade. They're a lie. They are the bloodlines which haunt our planet, demons within and without. The leaders of the world know exactly who these bloodlines are and protect them with a vengeance. They have symbols to dictate to all who wear these dark souls. Aleister Crowley. Aliens of our time are an exact match to the behavior of the demons and fallen angels mentioned in the Bibles. Aliens never affirm the deity of Christ, nor do they claim to come in his name, even if he looked like an angel. Aliens change their stories to delude man to believing their lies, and this is confirmed by Swedenborg. So you joint chief of staff at the highest level, those of you in the deep underground military bases that's dealing with the great white brotherhood, they're lying to you. They're demons, and they're fallen angels. They're nothing but liars. They're white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and they're liars. And the ones they show you that are ugly or mean, they're just as mean as they are. It's called a dialectic, and you're being taken as a fool. The aliens claim to be from another planet, such as Jupiter in our solar system. They're fallen angels. They claim to be from some other solar system, star clusters such as Andromeda or the Pleiades. I've seen in the YouTube actual briefings and so forth of men on a high level that are so deceived, it's pathetic. The aliens are saying they're time travelers in advance and so forth and from far away, yet they seem to need us for their survival. And they lie. They said that atomic energy back in the part of their plan, I've got it documented right here. Don't say no. You don't want to say no. Because I got it documented in their planning process in 40 objectives. They talk about nuclear energy as a viable force of energy source of wonderful implications. So, did they make a mistake or did they lie? How come you guys that work with them, why come you don't question that? Or are you too chicken-hearted? Number 30. To use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Oh, well, how come they're trying to get rid of it now? Didn't they tell you you could start a war with it? Didn't they tell you that Fukushima would exist? Didn't they tell you about nuclear facilities that burn up and burn down and heat up and heat down and do all kinds of sort of things that kill people? Didn't they tell you what it did, or they just forget or didn't know? Some of y'all 4-stars ought to have a little bit of knowledge to kind of question that, would you not? So now we're using what? Free energy? Well, that's curious, because Nikola Tesla had that idea back in the 1900s. So what happened to that? After Thomas Edison, that liar, and J.P. Morgan stole it from Nikola Tesla and then killed him later in his years. That's a problem. You know, there's various accounts of aliens, fallen angels, demons in physical form, taking tissue samples for cloning, impregnating women, hence the entities known as incubus and succubus. A little bit like the days of Noah, are we now? And you know, alien abductions have been stopped by invoking the name of Jesus. Not Yeshua, not Joshua, not Yahweh, Jesus. You know, aliens bring the ideas that man needs to unite worldwide for a new era of consciousness. Sound familiar? Uniting involves being told to get ready for their leader, the Antichrist, Maitreya, to forget about one's religion, which will make way for one world religion. That's why they're showing you how worthless the religions are now. That's why they're showing you how worthless the governments are, to get you ready for the new one. That's how it's documented, man. Aliens will contact your new agers and occultists. It's not always the case, because they're talking to your governments. They're in the UN building. They're in the Bilderberg. They're in the Trilateral Commission with your kings and queens worldwide. It's where the 1 million children are going every year. You see? So this is why I don't pray for the return of America. I pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. That's what I pray for. But there's judgment in between. You see? That's something else to look out for. Aliens emit horrible odors like sulfur. Some call it the stench of hell. So when they have an invocation with an actual entity that comes around, you smell like sulfur. You got a manifestation going on in your house, in your church, in your seance. And that's not Aunt Martha that appeared to you. It smells like sulfur. And Aunt Martha, you need to get a bath. It's a satanic entity. A supernatural entity that can change shapes. Ouija board is a major portal. And just because they paint them pink nowadays don't mean a thing. It's what causes suicides of your children. It's what causes them to start going to the occult and the goth thing going on. This is the reason why. And the vaccines help. The drugs help. The movies, the TV, all that stuff, it helps. The video games, John Todd talks about it. The music. I mean to tell you, I've got a whole list of things. Total population control. Man, this stuff's real. Vaccine implants. People able to hear voices in their head via the implant. What's so unusual about that? Couldn't they bring in a radio broadcast on your tooth with that? Oh, yeah. It's like a receiver. Oh, y'all forget about that? Well, now they've mastered it. With implants. where the chemtrails are all about. Fluoride, fact, disables the willpower section of the brain, impairs the left occipital lobe. Fluoride was started in the water in the year 1900, and Hitler used it in the camps to test it. It worked. Hoo-hoo. When they have a brain that's operating at the beta level of 13 hertz, is agitated and can't change its perception, the microchips enhances the transmissions and reception in your body. So, now the solution is by prayer, fasting, faith in God, and supernaturally send it back to where it came from. When they got it back to them, that's their problem, not yours. It is a way they've synthesized spells. See, spells are not like Harry Potter and all that. Spells are real. All you're doing is dispatching a demon when they promote a spell. If a witch, Wicca, do a spell on somebody, all they're doing is dispatching a demon. Your Pentagon has weaponized this ability. Oh, yeah. Remote viewing and all that, that's part of it. Well, when you got a born-again Christian, there's a problem they run into. The demons encounter amazing resistance and go back to the sender highly ticked off. Some of them end up back in the abyss when they encounter an angel that's protecting you. You have no idea what's going on around you on a 24/7. Now, here's the point. I talked about last night in the Bible study. When God removes his restrainer, people left on earth have no idea what's going to hit them. They have no clue. There'll be no restraining the evil that's going to come upon them. You see? And you say, well, I'm going to wait. Well, you can do that if you want to. But when someone dies, your eternity's been determined. When you get caught up in the sin, you get caught up in what you're doing, and you turn away from God, sometimes there's no return. Depends how far you go. When you feel guilty about something you've done, when you feel bad about what you've done, that is a good thing, because that means God's talking to you. That's God talking to you. That is the Holy Spirit loving you. Is that guilt you have is good. Your Joel Osteens and these kind of people will tell you no. When God's trying to tell you, child, you're running away from me. You're doing what you're not supposed to be doing. Do the right thing. Man, that's God talking to you. It's not verbal. When you start hearing audible voices in your head, you better start worrying, because it's not coming from God. God touches the heart. He talks to you. That's that small voice, you see, that they don't have. So when they don't have it, here you go. That's why they have it verbally, audibly, in the microchips through the ELF transmission. Look it up right now. I'm getting off right now, leaving. Voice-to-soul technology. Walmart uses it in their stores as advertisement, testing it out. Hey, how about that? Look it up and behold. And in Turkey, they've just projected their president upon a screen in a 3D holographic image as he's talking to him. They projected in China an entire city landscape that wasn't there before. There's a city landscape. Like, where'd that come from? Off of a bridge. That's 3D holographic images. Now you know where some of the UFOs are coming from, besides being fallen angels in orbs. Yeah, buddy. There's no aliens out there at all. Billy Graham's wrong. There are no aliens in space. They're demons. They're fallen angels. And all the theologians, seem like now, are falling in line with it because they're preparing for what's called disclosure. Man, I've loaded you all down with stuff today. I know a lot of stuff. Some of you knew, your head's probably swimming around. But I just focus on one thing. It doesn't cover the whole big picture. That's why I'm recording this. And you can go back or just say, man, this guy's crazy. But you're going to find everything I've told you is documented by evidence. Everything I've told you. What's the bottom line? Well, simple. Take Jesus as your Savior. Trust in Him. No matter what. When you're strong in the Word, then you spread the Word. It's that simple. Are you going to run into interruptions? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Trials and tribulations? Oh, yeah. Or the suffering in the world today? Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about that tonight in Bible study. Let y'all know, too, we're played out in High Point Radio. I want to talk about that real quick. Highpointradio.net. We're playing randomly up there. I don't know when he plays. Excuse me. That was awkward. Highpointradio.net plays us randomly up there. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And also, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network plays us. Simulcast on occasions, I think. My website, I'm going to start building it back up. That's another story. Those that are brand new, I had some trouble with it. I'm not going into it right now, but I'm now starting over again. Focusing on the website. But right now, I use it for a point of contact to get my broadcasts out. That's what I'm primarily using it for right now. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm learning about how to develop a website. I don't trust any more web designers at all. I can't find one I can trust. They I don't know whether they get God complex or something. I don't know what's wrong with them. But it's better do your own. I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. I got my own Facebook, Tom Gambo. And I got a distribution list. I send out a newsletter. I haven't done it in a while. But I want to put together a project and get caught up. But I believe that things are getting ready to take place. I don't know what to tell you about this Super Bowl thing. I could throw out a lot of stuff about it. Everybody's talking about it. It's going to explode. There are going to be diseases. They're going to close it off and kill everybody. I don't know. Man, they got all kinds of fear going on. And something could happen. I know one thing for sure. They're hammering us up here with chemtrails, more than I've ever seen before. And I know, listen, look it up yourself. Strontium, barium, niobate. 3D holographic imagery. Fake UFOs, you might say. I don't know what they got planned, but they got something up their sleeve. But what I do know is Jesus Christ will come after 7 years of tribulation. Now, until then, everything else is whatever. You cannot trust any government on the face of this planet. And listen, you have no political leader, Ron Paul, nobody you can trust. Not one. No general can be trusted. Not one. No exception. If they even remotely belong to Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, CFR, they've taken a blood oath against Protestants, and they've taken a blood oath against mankind. You can only trust Jesus. No human being can you trust. I don't have a problem with that. I know Jesus Christ is coming back. Seek Him first. Because humankind is not going to fix this. Yeah, they've already fixed it up, starting with Adam and Eve. I'm not innocent. I'm falling in line with it, too. but I'm doing the best I can to stay away from it. I'm trying to stay focused on this broadcast and what I got to get out. That's where my focus is. Family, y'all have a great night tonight. And know that Jesus Christ won the cross and he's coming back. Get rid of the worry. Get rid of the anxiety. And take Jesus as Savior. Leave it in his hands. Mankind's not going to solve it. Watch for a fake prosperity period coming up. Watch for a fake Antichrist, a fake World War III, just whatever they come up with, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know that they're going down because Jesus went up, and then he's coming down to fix it. That's what I know. Anything beyond that, I don't even take it serious, except just try to warn people about it. That's it. Tonight, Bible study, we'll talk about demonic entities, solutions. And 7:30 tonight to 9 o'clock, 7:30 to 9 p.m., Bible study. So I appreciate y'all. We had a good group today. Appreciate y'all dropping by. And say your prayers. But family, when the supernatural starts really coming out, UFO stuff start coming out, you got to stay strong. You're going to have people coming at you, but you're going to have other people coming to you. There's a difference there. I think you already know it. So y'all have a great night. And know that God loves you. And know that Jesus Christ won already. All we're doing now is counting the casualties. The war has been won. Don't be one of the casualties. Seek Jesus and live. Because that's the bottom line. Y'all have a good night and God bless. Signing off.
The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night, God bless, and signing out.